Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. The school year is almost over, and one concern during the summer is keeping kids engaged with things like reading. Well, the Wilmington Public Library is trying something different to encourage young people to pick up a book. And in this week's Enlighten Me, Delaware Public Media's Sophia Schmidt has more about this effort to use a familiar place to get youngsters in the state's largest city to read more.
Wilmington Public Library is putting books in barbershops. The library has partnered with a national literacy program called Barbershop Books, which aims to help Black boys ages 4 through 8 identify as readers and provides early literacy training to barbers. So far, 20 Wilmington barbershops have been equipped with shelves of fun, culturally relevant paperback books.
We're trying to derail the illiteracy epidemic in our city because we have a high volume of kids who are in high school and middle school who can't read and who are not reading at their desired grade level.
That's Wilmington Public Library Director Jamar Romming. He says the idea for the partnership came from the library mapping assets in the city of Wilmington.
What we discovered was that there were 60 barbershops in our service areas. There are more barbershops than banks, than grocery stores, than any other entity in the community. So therefore, it behooved us to figure out a way to marry our agenda with what's going on in barbershops.
And Romming says putting books in barbershops helps elevate their status.
I mean, getting a haircut is a cool thing. And so if we can somehow make reading cool, if we can have that same kind of swagger and coolness and freshness with literacy, then we can definitely enrich kids' lives. Also, we want reading to be associated with a Black male presence. And so having, young Black men with Black barbers and reading, that also, accomplishes that objective too.
Carl Shaw of the Wilmington Public Library says the library has conducted a baseline survey of how often reading is encouraged in the participating barbershops and will follow up in a few months to gauge the program's efficacy. He also hopes kids will spread the program's impact beyond the barbershops.
Hopefully they'll go home and, let's say if they have a little brother or a cousin or what have you, instead of picking up a video game, say, hey, I read this cool book at the barbershop. Let's read a book as opposed to. So hopefully over time, reading will become more of a value to the community.
Teron Warren owns Black Visionary Designers Barber Salon on West 8th Street, one of the 20 barbershops currently participating in the program. Warren also teaches math at Kumba Academy, where he regularly sees kids struggling to read.
I'm dealing with kids on a regular basis that are not up to level as far as reading are concerned. They're on the first, second grade level, but yet they're in sixth, seventh grade, so that's a major issue. And of course, the more that they read, the better they get and the better society would be because they'd be more educated and be successful people from that.
Warren says it isn't always easy, but encouraging reading in his shop seems to be working so far.
I promote it, definitely, and the barbers promote it. Look, read a book, most of them come in with their games. They all got phones, so now you got a small battle to say, put down the phone, read a book. I see sometimes they just come over and just grab a book out of nowhere, they'll see the colors, they'll see the pictures.
Glenn Dudley is a barber at BVD.
When they're waiting to get their hair cut, kids go into the bookshelves and pull out a book and read it. I even gave a couple away. Said, go ahead, take them with you, like that, anything positive that these kids can instill in their mind, is what I'm for.
Dudley says promoting literacy is just one of the several ways BVD barbers try to be positive influences on the kids that come through their shop.
The main thing is that they get something, not just a haircut, but they leave with more as well.
Wilmington Public Library hopes to eventually expand the Barbershop Books program to all 60 barbershops in the city. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.
Thanks to our Sophia Schmidt for enlightening us this week. And that's a wrap on this week's edition of The Green. The stories and interviews you've heard are online right now at DelawarePublic.org. Just head to The Green's page on our website. And remember, you can also check out The Green via podcast at our website, on iTunes, and on the NPR One app. We'd also like to hear from you. Give us your feedback and story ideas on our Facebook page, on Twitter at TheGreenDE, or by emailing us at TheGreen@DelawarePublic.org. Thanks to all those who helped make today's show possible, University of Delaware intern contributor DJ McCauley, and Delaware Public Media's Sarah Mueller, Sophia Schmidt, and Kelly Steele. for all of them. And the rest of the staff here at Delaware Public Media, I'm Tom Burns saying thanks for joining us this week. And we'll see you again next week on The Green, where Delaware explores its common ground.